I am disappointed, Captain. Yeah, I was really hopeful that we would have been able to get a solution. The road just is an urgent need of repair, and I was really hopeful that we'd have been able to, facilitate the repair of the road and help all the people living in that area, the people that are using the road on a daily basis, including the school buses and quarry lorries and everything else. But unfortunately, on the day, I wasn't able to get that through at council.
And what were the reasons behind the councillors not agreeing to this work?
Well, I think number one, my motion was to, there were 750 metres from the Gyarton Bridge towards the village of Church Hill on the roads programme, and my motion was to, take about maybe 600 metres of that, put 500 on Drumcaveney and maybe 100 on Keelogs. And I thought, that would be an acceptable to leave that and do it at the front end of next year's programme. I thought it would hold up that long. According to the engineers, it's not an estate to hold up that length of time, and it was also in a different overseer's area, so therefore it wasn't that didn't meet the requirements to transfer.
And what are your hopes for going forward now for the two sections to be included, perhaps maybe in next year's programme?
Well, I think there's no doubt that we'll have it in next year's programme. The reason it was held back was because Irish Water were supposed to put a pipeline through there, and in fairness, the council engineers did come back with a solution that we would move a section of the road in the Drumcaveney, in Durora, that's on the roads programme down there. But, if you were up in Durora and looked at the roads up there, they're in really, really bad condition too, and I think it was just the councillors that, didn't agree with doing that at the meeting, and therefore that money would not be moved down to Drumcaveney, which, in my own opinion is correct. I think when somebody gets a promise that they're getting their road done and it's on the roads programme there, it should stay. But this is very exceptional circumstances, and I'm quite sure that it will be at the top of the agenda for next year's programme. But in my opinion, it needs something done on it before that. And maybe if there's some other savings can be made in the roads programme this year, we may be able to get something done in the latter end of the year. But to me, it needs something done in the short term.